Okay, let's try to finish up the Inyan and Devarim. Really, the second half of yesterday's shiur. I don't know, those of you that didn't make it yesterday in the morning caught up with what we discussed yesterday. But basically, the third area of tumul, of kinyan devarim, yes, the kinyan etein, and an obligation to sell, is the shaila we discussed yesterday and at the end of shiur 2 days ago about a poel being a chayzer. If you made a kinyan, a specific kinyan, not to be chayzer, it's Yosef quotes a ritva that says that you cannot be chayzer. And it's not 100% clear to Beis Yosef paskens that way, but it seems the Shach assumes he paskens that way. And the Shach argues. The Shach says that's not so, that two kashes. A, it's a kinyan dvarim. And secondly, how can you make a kinyan for an aveira? The Torah says, avadahem v'lay avadim avadim. How can you make a kinyan to violate the halach of lay avadim avadim? So the mahalach of the Ktzais and the Shvas Yaakov and the Rivash, the way we learned it yesterday, how could someone be mechayiv himself, taka, to be a payel that can't be chayzer? So that mahalach is that it's not a kinyan dvarim, because it's a kinyan in the guf of the payel. Since there's a parsha of Eved Ivri in the Torah, and there are kinyanim with which it could be kinyan in Eved Ivri, so it's clear that being kinyan a person is not kinyan dvarim. It's considered a kinyan ha-mamashis. You kind of something, the person. So if you kind of the person for an Eved Ivri, so who adin, if a payel does a kinyan, to be mechayev himself not to back out, that has a taikif of a kinyan, and therefore you cannot be chayzer. This is a mahalach, which the Shach and the Shvas Yaakov klar hold this way, and the Mishnah understands the Rivash that he holds this way. And that's what happened with Moshe Rabbeinu, with Yisrael, as I mentioned, that he was mechayiv himself, that in exchange for having his daughter, he'll be mechayiv himself to not leave Midian. It's only a kinyan devarim. So the Rivash said that his chayvus was like a payel. He got something for it. He was getting that getting his daughter in exchange. He was mechayiv himself. So that also is a chiyuv of a payel. I'm just thinking now, the first day I mentioned the Kasha of the Ramah, not the Kasha, the Ramah says a statement that Tanoim are also Kinyan Devarim. That Tanoim are also Kinyan Devarim. The way the Rivash looks at it, that in exchange for getting his daughter, he was Machayiv himself, he has din of a pile. So I don't know, maybe Tanoim is the same thing, in exchange for getting the daughter, even though it's only an engagement, but in exchange for something that you want, you mechayiv yourself. Maybe they would hold that's also a kinyan. Maybe yeah, maybe not. We have to look at the lashon, what the gedarim are of a payel. But al kapanim, this is a mahaluch that they have. Now, the Lech Nefrayim, in the first three lines, shlugs up this shita. He doesn't quote the Shach. He doesn't quote the Rivash. I mean, he doesn't quote the Ktzais, he doesn't quote the Rivash. He was before the Ktzais. He says, you cannot learn that way. You cannot say that it's because he's an Eved Ivri, because it works up to Eved Ivri. Because an Eved Ivri is Yaitza Begirayin Kesef. An Eved Ivri himself could quit if he has money. An Eved Ivri takes money to become an Eved Ivri. And an Eved Ivri could quit. He can quit his job and pay the Ogain, even if the Ogain doesn't want to let him go. So he says the whole thing doesn't begin to say it's gufei koni. The Mechna Frey makes like it's not even something you would think about. In the first two lines, he says you can't say because it's gufei koni like an Eved Ivri, because an Eved Ivri goes out with Gerayin Kesef. An Eved Ivri, any time during his 6 years, he could take our cash and give it to the Adin and go free. So if it's a worker, assuming a typical worker who gets paid at the end, so the worker would say, I want to quit. So you can't stop him from quitting. So it could be true if you paid up front and he wants to quit, so then you already have a shaila, which is a separate piece in the Machne Ephraim, if he was paid up front. But a normal worker, we're just talking about a normal worker. Who, the Evan Ivry? Is buying himself. Really, he sold. Yeah, but you see, he could be chayzavai. Even though when he went, it's true, it's taka nukin when he goes out. But we see that he could be chayzavai, that he can retract. So you want to say that a payal becomes like an Evan Ivry, but even if he becomes like an Evan Ivry, he can still retract. Well, we don't know what the halach is. He does a kinyan. It's a taisis, not a gemara. Taisis says that if he can say, "I'll quit and I owe you the money," that doesn't kedushin, I think, right? But okay. So the but still, the taichin, the ritva is not correct. The ritva, you're saying b'shem the ritva that I agreed to work in camp. I agreed to work somewhere. I came back out because I did a kinyan. So when in the case where you were not paid yet. Which is usual. Most work is ain schiris mishdalem is a little beside. According to this, then the pshat can't be right. But before we get to the Machne Ephraim's pshat, I had time to think about this. So I was thinking yesterday, Shamshi asked the question: what about a shivcha? According to the Ktzais, that the reason you can't quit, the Ktzais is pshat in the Ritva. You can't quit because it works like Evan Ivry. So what about a shift? What if you have a woman worker? So you can say a woman worker, oh, she could quit. But she's not like an Evan Ivry. It's not true. I'm not a stabber that a man worker who does a kinyan to quit can't quit. And a woman, because it's similar to Evan Ivry, and a woman could. So I'll tell you the line of thinking I was thinking. Shatnik Tzais. No, listen to me through. Don't dismiss it when you first hear what I'm saying. The Ktzai says, Pshat in the Ritva, if you make a kinyan not to quit, you don't quit. Do me the Evet Ivri. Is he bringing Evet Ivri as the Siba? You can't quit because it has the dinam of an Evet Ivri? You learn it from the parasha of Evet Ivri? Or is he bringing it as a simon? It's nothing to do with the parasha of Evet Ivry. I think the Ktzais means it as a simon. We're not learning it from the parasha of Evet Ivry. Evet Ivry is just a simon that a person's guf could be kalim. You hold like the Ktzais that from Evet Ivry we learn it's not a kinyan devarim. It's not a siba. Siba means that's the reason. The reason you can't quit is because there's a parasha of Evet Ivry in the Torah. I don't think that's what the Ktzais meant. He didn't mean we're going to learn from the parasha of Evet Ivry. In Evet Ivry is a din payel. No. He meant Evet Ivry is a simin that it's shy to be kind of someone's goof. It's shy to do a maisa kinyan on someone's goof. Aha. It's shy to do a maisa kinyan on a goof. I bazai will learn it now to dine payel. By dine payel, which is not dine Evet Ivry. By dine payel, there's a halacha in dine payel. That person makes a, that the Ritva says if a person makes a kinyan, he can't quit. Why can't he quit? It's kinyan devarim. Teretz is, it's a kinyan de guf. I'll tell me, who says you can do a kinyan in a Yiddish a guf? Who says you can be kind of someone's guf? Guf is shalada, made a kinyana. The Teretz is, we see there's a parasha of Evet Ivry, we see it's shayach to do a kinyan on a guf. That's just megala to us that it's shayach to do a kinyan on a guf. Memela, if you're a payel, and you obligate yourself to work. It should be true, whether it's a man or a woman. Either way, you can do a kinyan on his goof. The idea that it's not a kinyan devarim, that it's a real kinyan, we see by Evet Ivry, and that's a simon that you can do such kinyanim. I'm asking. I think it's a davar mistaver. No, it says that the parsha you can't be kind of a woman as a shifle kananas. The Torah said the shifle kananas only till 12. She goes out with simanim. So since she goes out with simanim, so she can't go in as a kavah chayma. That actually is a shifle. She goes out, certainly she can't become. But that doesn't mean she can't be a payah. That what? The simin does not have a light plug. A simin without a light plug. I'm saying a simin.
The simin will have to be. It's not something that a man. This has to be something that a man. You're saying the simin that.
It's not logical because that wasn't a shaila. The siman is only that the good, you could do a kinyan on a goof. Once you can do a kinyan on a goof, there's no reason you shouldn't do a kinyan on a lady's goof, a man's goof. There's no logical reason to make a distinction. No, the Torah says we don't want a woman to be a shifcha. So I can understand it. It could be exempt sarcastic, but even logically, you can understand a woman. You don't want a woman to be stuck in a indenture to a man. A katana, so our father looks after her, but a woman. But that doesn't mean it's chesaron yakin to a kinyan. It's a parsha of yitzia of siman. Right. It's only megala to us one thing. They do kinyanim on a goof. It's not kinyan devarim. You want to know where I know it? I know it from the Sefer Kedushin. Daftov Beis is a Mishnah that says it can be kinyan and anivim. So you see, you can do kinyanim on a goof. It's not a kinyan devarim. Here, you're doing it often payol, not often evit. I'm not asking you to agree. I'm just asking you to understand where I'm coming from. You can disagree afterwards. But you understand what I'm saying? I think it's a very logical thing. Even David's nodding his head. He always shakes his head the other way. And even though it works that way. And I'll tell you what we gain. We gain with this a Gavaldiga thing. The Machne Ephraim later, in his, next to the last paragraph, or in one of the later paragraphs, again, Teich Tavarek, he never saw the Ketzais. Ketzais lived after him. He has another kasha on this Mahalach. In the Avalanir's Daiti, he says, if you say it's at Gufay Kani, Avshi Shabbat Atzmei Lekach Ein Tanoi Mayol Dein Ever Ivri Noyig Bizman Hazeh. There's no parsha of Ever Ivri Bizman Hazeh in the paragraph Avalan here is Daiti, about halfway down. He says Avshi Shabbat Atzmei Lekach Even Yom Shabbat Yaguf Ein Tanoi Mayol Kim Shabbat Yaguf Ein Ever Ivri Noyig Bizman Hazeh. You know today there's no Ever Ivri. You know that. The Gemara says that Eved Ivri is only Nayib when Yaival is Nayib. And since nowadays there's no Eved Ivri, there's no Yaival, therefore there's no Eved Ivri. And some people don't know there's no Yaival. I want to ask the shul, we're learning Shabbos afternoon, how many people saw a Yaival? So nobody raised their hands. I said, you guys are just not old enough. You're not 49 years old, or if you are, you don't remember. So they all agreed with me, you know. Yeah. So when is the next Yaival? So next Yaival is when the Mashiach comes plus 49 years. There's a halach in Yaival that you need Rav Yeshveh Aleha, you need Rav Yidni in Eretz Yisrael. And somebody once wrote an article in the Jewish Action magazine that soon Yaival will come back, soon most Jews will live in Israel. Very patriotic, religious from standpoint, Zionist peace. So I wrote a letter to them that unfortunately is not true. Rav Yeshveh Aleha means, the Gemara says Nerechim, you need Rav Yidden living on their original Chelek HaNachla that they got when Klal Yisrael was divided. Yovel, everything goes back. So you need Rav Yeshveh Aleha. The Chazon Ish writes that it will never happen until Mashiach comes, because even if all the Jews go to Israel, we don't know, except for me, I'm a Levi. I know. I can move into Bet Shemesh. Bet Shemesh is one of the Levium cities. Or Shem, I'm interested, but Shemesh looks good. So it's never going to happen until Mashiach comes. So there's no Yovel. Since there's no Yovel, Agav, the Machlekes of Shemitah, Bizman Hazeh, Derasa, Derabanan, is totally of Shemitah and Yovel, are totally Zeb Hazeh, Machlekes Rishayim. And Eved Ivri, the Gemara says, since Eved Ivri goes out with Yovel, there's no Yovel, there's no Eved Ivri. So to Machne Ephraim, listen to what he says. He says that even if you can learn pshat, that a poyel can make a kinyan to be a mechayev is guf, because you learn it from Eved Ivri, which is what the Ketzai said later. He says it can't be, because there's no Eved Ivri bizman hazeh. You hear what he says? It's not a kasha on the Ketzai. He understood the Ketzai that Eved Ivri is a siba why a poyel can be mechayev himself. Is a parsha of Eved Ivri. It leagues as a subset of the parsha of Eved Ivri, Poyel. Since today there's no parsha of Eved Ivri, a Poyel can't be Mechayev himself. That's not what the Ketzais meant. The Ketzais meant it's a simin. Eved Ivri is just a simin that a shayach kinyanim on a goof. Now it's true, the parsha of Eved Ivri, to make yourself an Eved Mamish, is possible. But you already see the kavanas haTorah that it's shayach to make a kinyanim on a guf. Once it's shayach to make kinyanim on a guf, once it's shayach to do a kinyan on a guf, so then you could do it out of pile. Evidibri is bottle, but pile continues. So if you learn that the tzayf and the shusyaki meant that it's a simin, so then this kasha. The kasha he asks falls off. That it's not like this man is that. It could be his first kasha also falls off. His kasha was in Eved Ivri goes out with Gerah and Kesef. It's true, Eved Ivri goes out with Gerah and Kesef. What does that have to do with anything? I'm not saying a worker is in Eved Ivri. I'm saying it's shaya. It's not a kinyan devarim. It's shaya a kinyan on a person, as we see over there. Shaya a kinyan on a person, just like by Eved Ivri. So here also it's shaya. So to the degree that this is a simon that a shayach a kinyan on the guf, it doesn't matter if he goes out with Giron Kes. Now his kasha is still good, because the shach asked also that you're being over the raisa of avadehem v'lay avadim l'avadim. And Ktzos answered, yeah, but you could be an Eved Ivri. So to that, to Mach the friends, kasha is still good. That you can't be in it. The Torah doesn't allow you to be an Eved Ivri who doesn't go out with Giron Kes. So to that degree, his kasha is still a kasha, but what the gear are in, you know, kinyan devarim, it's not. Agav, he brings in the next paragraph in Ivra that the Shita Sarama is that every is not his man as that. The Gemara just means the halachis that he can marry a shifla knanis, the coolest of an Evan Ivri, they're not naive his man as that. But the be'etzem, to be an Evan Ivri, is naive his man as that. And it's funny because just this Shabbos, at the Shabbos table, I asked some of my boys were there, how many dinim of Evet could you think of that are noyeg nowadays? How many dinim could you think that are noyeg this man as a dinim Evet? Very few. So there's one where Moshe writes about it, if you want to adopt, if somebody wants to adopt a Goyish baby, and when he turns bar mitzvah, he could back out. So there was a family who didn't want to tell the child that he's adopted. They want to adopt. So Moshe said it's a problem. If a guy or a child, he has to have the choice to back out when he turns bar mitzvah. So Moshe says, Moshe is such a baal halacha. Even when he didn't want people to listen to him, he couldn't hold himself back. He says, don't do this. But if you want a technical way to do it, you buy the baby as an eved kanani. Buy the baby as an eved kanani and then free him. And then he came back out. He's supposed to be a yid. If the parents will be masking, we're giving him up for adoption. That's what he writes. That's one Eved that's Naiv Bizmanazah. Eved Ivri, theoretically, will be Naiv Bizmanazah for a mamzer. In the end of the third parak of Kedushin, it says that a mamzer could be Matar himself by being sold as an Eved Ivri, marrying a Shifra Kananis, and having children. His children will be kosher. So it is theoretically possible. I'm aware of tshuvas. Whether to do with Bizman Azeh. I'm not aware of anybody who ever did it. Mechas Yitzchak has a tshuva. He says someone told him that Ramosha Soloveitchik did it once, and he said he investigated. It's not true. We talked about doing it, but no one ever did it. So we were talking about a table, so somebody asked, what do you mean? Evan Ivri's not knowing Bizman Azeh. Ivri's not knowing. No Yaival. So I don't know. So afterwards, I saw the Ramah. The Ramah holds it is knowing. But to marry Shifra Kananis is not knowing.
It's only their
avonim,
right? So you can't, even if it's not knowing, it's not as there.
In the Torah, it would work. Even if it's not in the Torah,
there's no longer
evidence
because it's not in the
parsha.
The child is not
going to
be an
amzer.
Maybe
Ben Alma. The Kanani still is not going to be an amzer.
You still
won't be an
amzer.
So you don't
have to be an
evidence.
It's
done.
So you'll be
Mizanah with a Shifra.
You don't
want to be an amzer. It's not. Ratzina Malchusa, very funny. And he writes, if the Malchus would understand that we're only selling him for an Eved to free him a minute later, if the Malchus would have an appreciation for it, they wouldn't mind. So maybe it's okay. We start rationalizing this way with Dino Malchus, it's dangerous, but that's what he writes. It's true. Anyway, getting back to us. There's a simon in Hilchus Avadim, Reish Samazayim. Theoretically, Hilchus Avadim. Eved Kanani is not totally in Yaiva. Well, we're talking about he's not bad as Eved Ivri. Okay. All right, with this all, the whole discussion so far is all about the Ktzos's Mahaloch. That's my halach number one. That the way it works is because gufay karnoi, as I used to, this the ktsais, we call it the ktsais, the shus yakov. Again, somebody who signs up for camp. So what comes out? It comes out according to the shaf. You're not bound to it. Even if you did a specific kinyan not to back out, the shaf says you're not bound. The tzais says pshat in the ritva that you are bound. But if you look at the tzais doesn't pass it that way. So it helps us a little bit. The tzais says pshat in the ritva this way, but he doesn't pass it that way. So and the taz is also maker like the shach. So it seems that we have the shvus yakov passes that way, the rivash passes this way. The tzais is unclear. We have a pretty strong, and we don't have the Beis Yosef on the other side. Goes with Pesach Beis Yosef on the other side. Then comes along the Machne Ephraim, and the Ktzais is matzdik the sheet of the Machne Ephraim. Machne Ephraim, the first paragraph, learns, if I understand it correctly, he learns a new pshat in the Ritva, which is a great pshat, and if your counselor wants to back out of going to camp, or a worker wants to back out of a job, the Machne Ephraim's pshat, which The Chazainish is in Bava Kama, Simin Chaf Aleph, Ois Chaf Tes. The paragraph starts Kasa Beis Yosef B'Shem Ritva. He has a Gevaldik Pshat, which is going to be a tremendous kula for a worker. Chumra for the employer, but it's a kula for the worker. What were the kashas that the Shach asked on the Ritva? Two kashas. How could you say an employer could be mechayin himself? He's over at Daraisa. Number two, it's a kinyan devarim. It's not the Machne Ephraim. But the Ritva is saying is you can't, if you agree to do a job for someone, you can't back out. You have to make sure the job is done. But you don't have to do it yourself. Your guf, avodai hevelay avodim lavodim. Even the Ritva's Maida, my guf, I can't sell my guf. I can't obligate my guf to do something. However, if I mock to myself that I'm not going to back out, I'm obligated to make sure the job gets done. In other words, let's say I make a kinyan, I'm not going to back out, I'm going to clean your house for Pesach. Now I want to back out. The Ritva says you can't. He was shot in the Ritva. You can back out of doing it personally. But you're mechuyev to find another person to do it. It has to get done. The chiyuv is meshabed you. Chazanish has the words, it's meshabed mamaynai. Shibud, we said, is not kinyan devarim. It's meshabed my mamin, that I'm meshubed to spend money to make sure the job gets done. I don't have to do it personally. It has to get done. And that's the pshat. A new pshat in the Ritva. Now, the whole kasha falls off. It's not avadim l'avadim. My guf doesn't have to do it. Beautiful pshat. But what comes out? You're hired to be a counselor in camp. You want to back out. So let's say we're passing like the Ritva. You don't want to, it's a machlaikis. You don't want to go into a machlaikis. So the shach is mekel, but you want to be makel like the Beis Yosef, like the Ritva. Even like the Ritva, if you find someone else to do the job, he has to be competent. He doesn't have to be as good as you, but he has to be able to do a good job. If he's competent to do the job and you find someone else, then you're off the hook. Then you're potter. So it comes out, according to this, what's the machlokes? The shach says I could quit and say goodbye. You find another worker. The Ritva holds, I could say goodbye, but I have to find the next worker. That's the Machne Ephraim's pshat in the Shitas Ritva. He made a kinyan not to back out, yes. If he made no kinyan, he certainly could walk out. He certainly could walk out, even if he started working. But otherwise, he could back out. If he did a kinyan, he could back out, but he has to find a suitable replacement. In the second paragraph, he brings a very nice raya to this idea. The halacha is, and it's distressing to some people when they hear it, that somebody who's a bal chayiv that owes money is not obligated to go to work to pay the money. If he owns things, he has to give it. He's not mechuyev to go to work. Let's say you have a person, he gets sued for $1 million. So the court judges, actually, sued is a bad example, because if you're not mechuyev to pay these crazy amounts. You should know, if it ever happens, a court gives you $1 million for what I give it for? Mental anguish and all these things. If it's a yid you're getting it from, you have to give it back to him. You know, insurance company, the Pesach for Rabbi Yashiv, I think it's a chiddush, but he says the insurance company is a guy. They take him the insurance. But you have to pay him whatever you made his insurance go up, whatever you cause him damage, you have to pay him the hefzer. But let's say for some reason somebody owes $1 million. He knows, I go to work, I'll work the rest of my life, I'm never going to pay it off. So he says, I'm not going to work. He's not looking to go. Why? Avodai hein, v'lei avodim la'avodim. You can never be mechuyev to work for another human being. You're working for him. You're working for him. Now, if he's smart, we'll make an accommodation with you. Make an agreement that you work, half goes to me, half goes to you. We'll make some type of accommodation, which is the way it's done in America. But, Eved loyva lishmal, that means he has to pay him back. If he doesn't have money, I see a liquidation, you can't force him to pay back. What about a husband to provide mezainis for his wife? So he brings here a machlokes, Rabbeinu Eliyahu, Rabbeinu Bali Taisus, and Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Eliyahu says that that's different. A husband is mechuyev to work for his to feed his wife. Rabbeinu Tam says no, the same. They're arguing if avodah hein v'lei avodim la'avodim extends to being an eved to your wife. That's what comes out. Right? Kind of other laughter, right? So that's the machlaikis. The Hezber ha-machlaikis, he brings, I think, from Chusa Rosh. What's a machlaikis? Why should you have to work for your wife more than you have to work for anybody else? So he says, I think he quotes it from the Rosh's tshuva, that Dafka b'mezaynis isha hu da'amra, haynu ta'ima, v'shum dekach kosov lo b'ksu basa ana eflach. Because he wrote in the ksuva, ana eflach v'oikir v'ezen v'afanis yisichi l'chi kichos gubern yudah. I don't know if you listen. But part of the chi of ksuva is ana eflach. Ana eflach v'yakir v'ezen v'afanis yisichi l'chi. That means I'm going to provide mezainis and parnasa. Mezainis is food, parnasa is a home. Kilchis govern yodah and dezanum neshesei and bekushta. And you're also obligating yourself to do an honest bekushta, right? An honest to work. So he says, Rabbeinu Eliyahu agrees, normally you don't have to work. And really, be'etzem from mezainis ishta, you also wouldn't have to work. Why do you have to work? So Rabbeinu is up to Rosh, because you're also an ksuva, you're mechayiv yourself. A raya that if you do a kinyan, when you do a kinyan by the chasen table and you pick up the handkerchief or the pen, you mechayiv yourself. What are you doing? You're doing the ritva. You mechayiv yourself to work. Mechayiv yourself that there's no mezainis chalit that you're going to go to work. We see from this rush. And he says, I don't know how he knows it, that Rabbeinu Tam would agree. Rabbeinu Tam argues because he touches on the Eflach Yaakov Ezen, means that I'm gonna work. I don't have to work for others. I have to work. I have to have a field. I have to plant it. To work for other people is not included. From where we know that, I'm not sure. Maybe Rabbeinu Tam says of the Ferish tribe, wherever the Rabbeinu Tam comes from. But Al Kapanim, that's a raya, he says, to the Ritva, that there's a chiv. Why? So it's a raya to his mahalach also. Because I know Eflach, you don't have a chiv to work. If you get the money from somewhere else, you can get the money from somewhere else. You have to be payol that there's mezainis of parnasa. So he learns that this is all with his mahalach, that that the chiyuv is chayvus, that there's such a chayvus. And again, the chayvus is not on the goof of the person. The chayvus is to make sure it happens. If you have no other way to make sure it happens, so then you're no other way to make sure it happens, then you're stuck. You're gonna have to work yourself. So this is the Ritva's Mahalach, the way the Matna Ephraim learns, the way the Chazanish learns. And the only shayla that'll still be a shayla. So what comes out? If you have most jobs in the world, you can find someone else to do. 99% of jobs you can find someone else to do. One of the exceptions is a cleaning lady before Pesach, maybe. But most jobs you can find someone else to do it if you don't do it. It comes out from this Machne Ephraim, a chiddush otzum lahalacha, that even like the Ritva, when I obligate myself, the boss says to a kinyan that you're not backing out, and I do such a kinyan. I'm only meshubid with my mamon, not with my guf. I don't have to work for you. I have to make sure I find a worker. If I'm going to have to pay someone a little extra to do the work, I'll have to do that. I have to make sure that you have a counselor on opening day. When camp opens, you have to have a counselor. I'll make sure you have one. Doesn't have to be me. It has to be a competent person, but it doesn't have to be me. And this was saying in the Ritva, the Shach, the Sichol, you come back. This was saying in the Ritva. So it comes out, Halacha Lamaisa, certainly, that besides the fact that you could probably pass that to Shach and Taz anyway, because of Chayshu Mishpat, the Shach, the Halachas come out always like the Shach. It's a Kimli, that you could back out. But here, even if you don't want to rely on the Machlaikis, here in the Ritva, we have now two Pshat, Tzaisis Pshat, and the Matna Ephraim's Pshat. So even in the Ritva, it's not clear you can't back out. The only case where you'll have a problem, a Shaila, is where you took money up front for your work, and you don't have it available to return. You already took your money, you don't have it available to return. So then, we could clear maybe his kasha of Yeron Kester falls off. Then maybe you should be like an Eved Ivri, and maybe then you should be, if you're Bishabi Yigov specifically, you should be obligated. It's not Shriya, it's not Shriya, you got paid up front. It's not Shriya that if you got paid up front, you're backing out, you don't have money to pay back. So Ruba de Ruba, this Machne Ephraim is a crucial Machne Ephraim to the whole Mahalach. And Grada on the bottom, he writes that it answers the Taz's kasha. The Taz asks that the Beis Yosef seems to pass me like the Ritva, but in Shin Lamed Gimel Sif Aleph, he says you could back out. It's Mashri even with a Kenyan. So he says this theory is answered because you could personally back out, but you have to find other workers. A Kapanim Zehu, this is the Sugya of Kenyan Dvarim. Lagabe Apayel, I hope it's the idea that you're kind of. The Sugya of Kenyan Dvarim extends very, very far. There are numerous other cases of Kenyan Devarim. This morning I davened yet in Miami at the 6 o'clock minyan. There was an Aviezri on the shelf of Shach. So I pulled it out. I looked by Kenyan Devarim what he has. So he has not his own, but additional simonim in Shulchan Aruch where Kenyan Devarim is noyig. One of the cases was very interesting. It just escapes me at the moment. I'll remember in a few minutes. A case of Kenyan Devarim. There's a case of Kenyan Devarim in the Tshuvas Noida B'Yehuda, very interesting, in Russia, for Poland, for extended period, they wanted to limit the extent of Jewish settlement in the cities. They didn't want Jews to live in the cities so much. It was part of the Holy Mother Russia. They were going to make Russia, imagine, into a Catholic state, and they wanted very few Jews in the cities. So every family only had one license to live in the city. The man had five children. His Bechar, by Dina Machusa, his Bechar inherited the right to live in the city, and the other four kids had to move out, had to live out in the sticks. And that was the law. The Jews, found ways to get around the Dina Machusa, as they do in other Machusa we know about, but this was the thing. Now, that license to live in the city was sellable. You could sell it, like today, you have a liquor license, you could sell it, you have a taxi medallion, you could sell it. It was sellable. People would sell the right to live in a city to other people. And every once in a while, there'd be a din Torah, someone sold it, and he wanted to back out. So Noida B'Yehuda has a tshuva, the Yehuda Tinyana Mem Aleph. He's mesupik if kinyanim work. What kind of kinyan are you going to do on the right to live in a city? What kind? It's a kinyan devarim baiker. What kinyan are you going to do? You're giving someone money. Probably it's very expensive how much you could sell for somebody, a rich man who wanted two children to legally live in the city. He would spend money on it. Somebody said a lot of money. So he gives the person the money. How does he get it? Then Yehuda writes, I don't know any way to do it. Unless the first person is Nisalik himself, he's like Mafkarit, and the second person is Zaycha. And even that, he says he doesn't know how it works. Elisha Noagu, that's his Lashon. Just that thing, as I'm saying. You see how far it goes with the idea of Kinyan Devarim. There's a Kasha from Simin Kuf Nun Zayin, which is our Sugyas Shutfin. The Ramah says that in a Mokim where there's no Chiyuv to build a wall, if, in other words, okay, we didn't get to this yet. This is Daf Dalet. We're going to have to get to the Shaila in a Chatzar where the Minig is not to build. What's it doing? If the Minig is not to build at all. So let's assume, it's going to be a Machlekes Rishayim. Let's assume you don't have to build a wall. That's the Minig. You don't have to build a wall. If the two sides get together and they make a Kinyan live nice, the Ramah says it's Chal. The Gra and the Taz are Matmiya, that it's a Kinyan Devarim. Kinyan live nice. You know, it's like Kinyan Echna, Kinyan Liknais, Kinyan List something, and there's kind of Kinyan. So Kinyan Livnais. So the Taz and the Gra are Matmiya. I looked up the Taz. The Taz actually is in a different place, but the Behait of Tzechen is in two. But he has a Kashi, he has a Nikum Nazayan. Kinyan Livnais. I was thinking maybe a Mahalach to answer. There's one thing that doesn't need a kinyan that we've spoken about, and that's mechila. If I owe you something, I forget, if you owe me something, you owe me $100, and I'm meichel, mechila ain't tzarich kinyan. It's not called kinyan dvar, it's not called anything. Mechila means I'm a salik myself, and it's ice. Mechila doesn't need a kinyan. In a place, Hezri Paskin Hezek Riyashmeh Hezek. If you have two neighbors and there is Hezek Riyam, but the minig is you can't force someone to build. Lamaisa, there's Hezek Riyam, but just you can't force someone to build because that's the minig amakim, and some Rishayim hold it's minig amakim you can't force. So what does that mean? That means on the kpeda of Hezek Riyam, somehow the Hezek Riyam doesn't. You have a right to be mazik mi hezekriya. That's the minig amakim. So you have a right to be mazik mi hezekriya. You're on one side, I'm on the other side. When we do a kinyan to build a wall, kinyan live nice. So I agree, pash pshat, the kinyan devarim, like the Taz and the Gra say. Maybe the Ramah holds that it's a type of mechila. Because you're really mazik mi, you have to stop. Just that what? We, the minig amakim is that you have a right to be mazik me. If you're meichel that right, if it's a mechila of the right to be mazik, so then it could be that the original, it goes back to Ikar Adin. Mechila means it goes back to the way it should have been. So ulai, then it goes back to the way it should have been, and Hezek Riyah kicks in. Possibility, again, my main reason for mentioning it is that Kinyan Devarim is a pervasive factor in Dinei Kinyan. It's something most people are not aware of. But the fact is that Kinyan Devarim is not Chal. Kuli Alma is not Chal. Kinyan Etein, Kinyan Likna is Kinyan of quitting. Amach Loiksin, that a Tumul is. But there are plenty that's not a Tumul. A typical Kinyan Devarim is not a Tumul. Okay, I don't know how many of you learned the next piece of Gemara. I'd like to learn it with you. It's an easy Gemara. Makim Shinaga live nice. If you're in the brick business, you'll find it very interesting. If you're not, you'll find that you have to hulk up a little bit. Amish to mention three types of bricks. Gevil, Gazis, Kfis, and Levainen. I'm sure you always wanted to know exactly what all these bricks are. So the Gemara will go through it. Basically, a Gevil is half of a Gazis. And kfisim, which is an ariach, is half of a levena. Okay? If you want to remember, ariach agabi levena, we had when we talked about the Megillah, ariach was a half a brick, and levena was a full brick. Say the gevil is half of a gazus brick. Why does a half a brick take up more space than a whole brick, you might ask? The answer is because you build a wall with two half bricks and cement in between. So that takes up more room. If you have a 3 foot brick and 2 1.5 foot bricks but cement in the middle, the one with the two halves take up more space than the whole. So let's see what the Gemara says. Gevil avdi delay meshakya. So the Gemara, the first chat says Gevil is not half a brick. Why is Gevil bigger than Gosnes? Gevil is a Gosnes brick, delay meshakya, that was not smoothed out. It's rough. The edges stick out. It's, bricks are all smooth. Gevil is avne delay meshakya. Gosnes avne de meshakya. It's the same size here. Just it's smoothed out, so it takes up less space. Except kol eila avodim yakareis b'midais kimidais Gosnes. Kefisin archi levenim livni. An ariach is half of a levena, which is a brick. People say white clothing, begodim levenim. Levishas ha-levenim. Levenim would be bricks, putting on bricks. Right. Levonim is white, levenim is bricks. Omale rabba bereidu rabba l'ravashi. Memai digvil avdi d'loi mishapya. Ninu. How do you know to say that givil is a gozis that's not smoothed out? And why is Gevil a tefach more than a gazus? Because of the bumps. Moshe de Karnisa means where it's uneven. See, need more space. Dilma palga de gazusu. Maybe Gevil is half of a gazus stone. And maybe the extra tefach is for between the rows. Maybe that's why you have it. Kidakamina. Just like we say, kfisim archi, kfisim is half a brick, levenim livni, vaitefach yisera leveni urvi, and the tefach extra is in between. So just like the second two bricks, one is half of the other, and for the space in between, you have an extra tefach. Maybe the same thing the first two. Or Malay. Why? Right. Maybe they're square bricks. I don't know. So I'm not a bricklayer. I don't know why you would lay bricks one way or not the other. I don't know. You're laying it across. That's what comes out. Straight across. And I guess the next row, you don't have to fall down. You'll do it slightly off, but you'll continue. In other words, like this.
It's two right next to each other.
Two right next to each other. That's what it seems. How do you think we know Kfisin is Archi? Ela Gemara Gemirala. This whole thing is a Kabbalah. So Gevil Nami, if need Lem Shapin, Gemira Gemirala. So you want to know what type of brick it is? A Kabbalah. Whoever taught the Mishnayis, taught the Mishnayis. It's not a Svara that you could ask the Svara. Ika the Amri, it's just the opposite. Only Rabbaka Bray, the Ravavia, the Ravashi. Mahidai Kfisin Archi Ninu. By Tafek Hesser, Leveni, or V. How do you know the second half of the Mishnah is a whole brick and a half a brick? Maybe in the second half, we're talking about a livni size brick. And the kfisim are uneven, that type of brick. Just like we say the first two, we say the second two. So according to this first Mahalach in the Gemara, everyone agrees, the first two bricks are the same type of brick, just one is a smoothed out one and one's an uneven one. Second half is a half a brick and a whole brick. Omer Abaye, Shema Mina Kol Beini Urvi Tefach. No, Abaye is not saying Shema Mina in bricklaying school, it's a Tefach. Shema Mina, when we say you force somebody, talking about forcing a space of a Tefach. And Emili Bettina, that's if you use normal cement. But a cement that has pebbles mixed in needs more. Ikudiyamri, just the opposite. Hani mili berichsa avo betina leboy kuli high. That when you have pebbles mixed in, you need a tefach, but straight is different. These are the rules of the bricks. Who cares? Every makim should go by its own minik. Seems from this gemara that if they're in a fight, that you could force only the rules of the Mishnah. If in your place they do it differently, you could say, for me, it's not good to build such a wall. It doesn't stand well. I want one that stands well. Remember the Begazis, the Chaldal Amis Goiva, Yavapuf Sikhamsha, Koi. From our Mishnah, we see that by Gazis, if it's 4 Amis high, if it's 5 Tfachim wide, it stands, Eloi Loikoi. Now again, all the Paiskim, when they bring this, they say, Eloi Loikoi doesn't mean if it's less, it doesn't stand. Which fool is going to build a wall that doesn't stand? It means in halacha, to force me to spend money, it has to be a certain quality wall. It has to stand a certain amount of time. So Eloi Loikai means it doesn't stand that required amount of time. In the Beis HaMikdash, where they didn't have a pareichus, they had a wall between the Kodesh HaKadoshim and the Kodesh. It was an amma wide, which is 6 tefachim. So it's only 1 tefach more, and I have a guy that's lost in the amma. It was 30 ammas, but I have a pussy elishis pushti. And it was only 6 tefachim wide. So, Frank the Gemara, 5 tefachim is dalan ammas. So 6 tefachim is 30 ammas. You're calm. It's done. The Gemara, keep in the tefach yisera. It doesn't work that way. The 5 tefachim is dalan. So you need 6 tefachim for 8? No. Once it's a solid wall, you can go very high. So if it's talking, you could go up to 30 amas high. Correct. The Gemara be migdashayni. My time here, love it. Amatraxin. In the big dashayni, which was bigger, why didn't they do an amatraxin? So the Gemara kikai betilsin kai. They only had a tefach of space. They couldn't make it bigger because they would be encroaching on the place of the kodesh kodeshim or on the place of the kodesh. So in the second base of migdash, where it was bigger. Kikai, but plus in kai, tfei like kai, too much it doesn't stand. I mean, not like that, but tfei, how do you know the second base of meters is higher? It's if God all year covered a bias as a ha'achrim and a rishon, the second bias is bigger than the first, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Amilor, Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Lazar, Chadomer, the binyan, one says it refers to the fact that it was bigger. The Chadomer, Bishonim, the second bias stood 420 years, the first bias stood 410 years, it was longer. Vissalah, Vissalah, they're both true. The side bigger, the side longer. So we see, so it was bigger than 30. So there it won't stand. So there they put in a curtain. They didn't put in a wall. When you see pictures in the Mishnayos, there was a curtain where it was 2 half curtains. If you ever learned Mishnayos, it was the Midas. It was 2 half curtains. So Kohen Gadol would walk in, the Mishnah Yuma says, through one curtain. And actually, I'm doing it wrong. They're through this curtain and then down inside. So that was the Bayis Sheni. Bayis Rishon had a wall. Bayis Sheni had the 2 curtains. The nevet plus an amen bebinyan. So do a wall of 30. The doesn't have a process. Do a curtain on top. So you might kikoi tilson amsa nami agav tikro maziva have a koi. But like tikro maziva, I have a koi. Such a big wall. 30 amas is very tall. It's 60 feet high. It's like a 7-story building. Such a tall wall to make it stand. It has to have on tops. It has to be anchored to the ceiling. So then it stands. Less, it doesn't stand. I levit ma de'esha bevinyin levit idach paraisos. So make 10, 20, 15 amis wall, make the rest paraisos. Amar Abaya, kimiri, ikulu bevinyin, ikulu beparaisos. Ikulu bevinyin, memigdash. Do it either totally with a binyin like the base of Migdash, ikulu beparaisos, memishka. So, okay, agav, we see from here that the Bayis Sheni was not built alpi Navi. Bayis Rishon was built exactly alpi Navi. By Sheni, we see, was not done up in Avua, was done, however they copied the first 2 bottom. Ibayalu, hen besidon, I hen mahem beloy sidon. Back to our Mishnah. The shurim include the plaster on the outside or not. I'm not going to be able to cover hen besidon. It's not that hen beloy sidon. The snail is shiurin. El Hashem Amina, hen besidon. More like, by la me malach hen beloy sidon. The Mishnah is without the plaster. The kimidol, I have a tefach leitani. What is it? An etzbat. It's a tiny amount. It didn't bother saying it. I have tiny belovenims and nice tefach mechza. It's a nice tefach mechza. It says half a tefach. There's 2 etzbois. It's not a tefach. Hasam chazi l'tzaruf. There it totals up a complete amma. So it mentions it, but the sid it doesn't bother. Tashma. We learned in Erevin. Akayr shamu rachava kidei lekabel ariyach v'ariyach chazi levenim shall give a tefachim. So it says 1.5 tefachim. So the Gemara hasam barabrusa daik. Hasam b'rabber v'asa. There it's talking by big ones. Dekanami dekani shoshosh tefachim. So there, the raya was, we see the brick itself is three tefachim. Not the brick plus the sid is three tefachim. We see the brick itself is three tefachim, because the kaira has to be strong enough to hold the brick. And for the Gemara, that's talking about Rav Ravasa. That's a big brick. Dekanami tani shel shalosh tefachim. A stam brick is not three tefachim. It's called dikazutra shmanina. The strings we have are big enough to hold the brick. Strong enough to hold the brick. And here it says a kaira sha'amru has to be wide enough to hold up a brick. So how come? Why do we use strings? Kasha occurred to you. I don't know if you got this far. The kasha occurred to you. The answer is it's not a kasha. A kaira has to be this wide. Well, a tzuras ha-pesach is different. A kaira and a tzuras ha-pesach, we do a tzuras ha-pesach, two on the side, one on the top. That a string is good enough. A string is good enough for the sides also. Here's something about a kaira. There are times with lechi a kaira, a lechi or a kaira, so then there's a din of a shiur for a kaira.